Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Enjoy it.
All right. Let's start off with a big issue and something that you've been talking about for some time. In fact, we had a conversation with you about this not too long ago, healthcare. Since we last talked, the Congressional Budget Office released its report on this, and they still estimate that about 23 million people would no longer be insured if this passes. What's your reaction to that CBO report and where we go from here on healthcare?
Now, keep in mind that one of the things that we're doing in the new bill is taking away the mandate. Right now, if you choose not to want insurance, you pay a tax or penalty, whatever. And that has never been allowed in U.S. history. So there's deep constitutional concerns about the process. We simply say the mandate is gone for employers and employees. And so if people elect not to have insurance, the CBO counts them too. And so it's very, I don't even think the CBO is clear how many people will actually be affected negatively, if any. I don't think that it's going to be that big a number. They guessed the numbers for the original Obamacare Act, the Affordable Care Act, they were very wildly wrong on that one. So CBO does pretty good on numbers, like with dollars. They're not as good at figuring out what consumer behavior is going to be. So we look at it, we don't dismiss it, but also we see the reforms that we got in. We see that that different actuarial tables show us how it's going to improve for New Mexicans. That's what I was looking for.
One of the things that you're aware of, I know, that's a national issue, but it's even bigger for New Mexico, is the cut in Medicaid funding, because we're at about 45% of the state's population on Medicaid. How do you assess this?
Again, we looked at New Mexico, and they're changing the method, or they give an option for us to use a per capita method, which means for each person, then we can ask for that payment. So New Mexico actually probably would come out a bit better under the new plan. Again, we'll take a look at it as it moves through the appropriating process. If there are not sufficient funds, then that will be adjusted. So I know that people are spreading the rumors and alarm that we're going to take everybody off Medicaid. Won't be. 905,000 people in New Mexico out of 2 million are on Medicaid. So we need to be aware of that.
Okay. Many have expressed concern recently about the investigation into Russia's interference in the election, and recently President Trump inviting Russian officials into the Oval Office and were told providing them with previously classified information. What are your thoughts on this and how this is shaping up? You know, a lot of people are really uncomfortable with what's going on.
Yeah, so let's deal first with the idea that the Russians affected the outcome of the election. In order to postulate that belief, you would have to believe the Russians changed 300,000 votes in Florida. I do not believe that the Russians came in and sent out enough emails to do that. Then the second thing you would have to believe, if you think that Russia caused the election to go the way it is, that they would choose to go into Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. Now, I mean, that defies the imagination that the Russians said way back, I think we can go and change the Wisconsin people's votes. I'm just telling you, people were fed up with D.C. They chose him because he was kind of an outsider. The deeper allegations about what's been released or not, I simply say to the agencies, please give us, and I have requested, please give us the information. I've got access to the most top secret information. Give it to me. Let me look at it. We've not gotten one thing. Mr. Comey, who says that he was influenced deeply to stop the investigation, just forgot to call anyone and inform them at the point. He says that he wrote a memo to himself. Well, that gets a little bit sketchy for the guy who is at the very top of the agency that is they're required to document in order to prosecute all sorts of crimes. And here the top guy is a little bit careless in reporting what he now says is a total affront to the system. I'm just telling you that I thought Mr. Comey should have been fired by Mr. Obama when he first did the first revelation about Hillary Clinton. I thought it was way inappropriate. I thought he was way outside his lanes. That hurt Mrs. Clinton. I wasn't so interested in the hurt. I was alarmed by what he was doing that was not appropriate for an FBI director. Then he came back later and did something. That's the second time I would have fired him, and I was stunned when Trump used him. And so everyone, a lot of Democrats have been calling for him to be fired, and when President Trump fired him, then they said he shouldn't have fired him. So myself, I think that Trump should have never used him. I thought it was way overdue.
And I think a lot of people had that same reaction that in terms of the Clinton issues. But as you know, President Trump in an interview with NBC's Lester Holt then said that the firing was related to the Russia investigation. What was your reaction when you heard that?
I'm just asking, please, to the Trump administration, please, to the agencies, if you got stuff that needs to be seen, if you're bringing allegations, it needs to be more than anonymous sources that are not documented. We can't keep allowing the leaks to occur out of the secret agencies. During the period of 2010 to 2012, we lost 18 CIA agents who had been in China because of these internal leaks. This is very destructive to our national security. But if you're going to leak it, at least show it to those of us instead of just saying that it's an anonymous source and an anonymous item. Start providing facts.
You sound pretty confident. So I'm taking from what you're saying, you think that President Trump is going to weather this storm.
Oh, I think so. I think the calls for impeachment started before he was inaugurated. I think that the whole idea of the Russian collusion is so far-fetched. Again, 300,000 votes in Florida? I'm in the business of getting votes. I know how hard it is. You're not going to change that number of votes with some emails that you send out.
Okay. As you know, the Trump administration is reviewing 27 national monuments, including Organ Mountain's Desert Peaks. No secret, you said that the monument was too large. Now that this is under review, what would you like to see happen, and what do you think will happen? Those are probably two totally different things.
What will happen? I don't have an idea. I have asked, and we get no feedback from Zinke. Secretary Zinke was a good friend of mine, and we don't get a response. So what should happen? People are speculating that they're going to withdraw the monument designation. That's not even within the possibility. That is not a legal thing that Mr. Trump can do. What he is required to do is take a look and see if the law that Mr. Obama was acting under was followed. The rule of the law says that a president can designate a monument, but he has to be very specific. He has to identify what it is that he's protecting and then use the smallest footprint around it. The Organ Mountains were the item to be protected. I had the smallest footprint around it. That's about 60,000 acres around it. I think that's what it should be. The Obama administration used 600,000 acres. And so the Trump administration is saying, look, if they didn't follow the law, we can shrink it to where it should be, but they can never undo it. And so I'm not alarmed that we're going to lose that protection. I want the organs protected. That's the reason I put the bill in. I do not want to see development up and across the top of it. I'm like everyone else. I went to school here at New Mexico State and loved the organs, walking in them, Las Cuevas, all of those areas. So no, I like the protection. I just didn't like the 10-time size that the Obama administration made it.
All right. Want to move to another federal lands issue. Your office released a statement, which is on our website, saying that you're fighting for New Mexico's equal share of mineral rights. Your release said that the federal government has been taking an extra 2% of revenues. Bring us up to speed on this.
You bet. We're supposed to share equally. When the federal government owns the land, they get the royalties for the minerals underneath it. It's supposed to be 50-50. Several years ago, they started taking 2% extra, and those of us in the West, where a lot of Western lands are held, have been causing deep friction. You see us struggling with our New Mexico budget right now. That money would go straight into New Mexico's tax coffers. That's where that distribution is supposed to occur. So again, the federal government trying to balance its books on the backs of the states. I think it's inappropriate. New Mexico is one of the key states involved because we have a lot of oil and gas production and we have a lot of federal land. And so that puts us as one of the top states affected by this.
Okay. Finally, I want to end on something that's very important to talk about. And, I realize that this is a difficult issue. A terrible scene in Afghanistan this week. Hundreds of people injured. At this time, nearly 100 people killed. There are reports about consideration of sending additional troops there. Some say, instead of that approach, that we should actually withdraw, that this is an endless war, that it can't be won, that other countries in Afghanistan have always been seen as invaders, and this will continue to happen as it has for so long. What are your thoughts on this?
Difficult area. I have traveled in and around Afghanistan. I went there earlier this year. If we're going to take a military step, it should be with the policy underneath. Are we going to try to help fight the terrorists worldwide? And are we going to continue this effort in Afghanistan? If we are, then I would listen to the generals. The generals had urged not to withdraw the soldiers. And if we're going to withdraw all the way. And that's what Mr. Obama said he was going to do. He did not withdraw all the way, so we're still kind of stuck there. And if we just pull out now, we shouldn't have done it at the time because the generals are saying the Afghanis are not going to be able to do the logistical support. They're willing to fight and die for the country, but they're not willing. They don't know the process of war. And so the planning, the techniques, the strategy is coming from us. And I could understand if Mr. Obama said we're going to get out. I would have disagreed with it, but still. And so now we've got this too small a force to do what needs to be done. We have lost a couple of years of momentum, and I think that the Trump administration is going to have to evaluate again. Do we stay the course? Do we try to help these nations that are just trying to become stable nations in the world market, or do we give Afghanistan completely over to the terrorists? It's a huge decision.
So no easy answers.
No easy answer, absolutely. Getting out has a problem. Staying in has a problem.
Yeah, very difficult. Congressman Steve Pierce, we appreciate you taking time to join us and always being accessible to talk about these important issues.
Happy to do it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.